This is how EDC started.
Every few minutes, I'm like, where's Jimmy? Jimmy's like high out of his mind. He's laying on the floor.
He's got one woman under him,
massaging his head, all this stuff, and another woman like holding his hand. What do you rate my Riz?
You got Riz?
My last relationship, I shot my shot. I slid in his Twitter DMs and we dated for 2.5 years.
What'd you slide in with?
Kind of like heartfelt paragraphs.
Oh my God. That sounds like an opening message you send someone on LinkedIn. Perks of having a rape, babe. When you're really messed up, they take care of you. The girls in your group are actually easier to slide on than girls just randomly at the festival. Right. You just get to spend more time with them. I threw a Hail Mary of a message on Hinge. I said, if you want to meet up, this is our meetup times and locations. Here's my number. If not, unmatch me, unfollow me. It's not meant to be.
So did she unmatch you?
She unmatched me.
Welcome back to another episode of the Down Bad Show. This is Rosie.
This is your boy Jimmy,
aka the Rizzler. Today we are going to be talking about going to EDC together and Jimmy's ability to Rizz up. Jimmy was Rizzing up women like no tomorrow. Like he was not going to live another day. And he might not have, honestly, with the amount of substances you were on.
But I might not have lived another day. Actually, on day three, I Jolly Ranchered.
Yeah, no.
Flipped. I flipped. Jolly Ranchers. Yeah. That's psychedelics and E. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it was so funny for me to experience and like witness, though, because we talk about it on the podcast, but sometimes it almost feels like a bit, almost feels like a joke to me, right? Where it's like, I don't know, like I get so jaded. I'm just like you talk about sex enough times, it doesn't feel real anymore.
Right.
And I think also because we're so close, that I don't actually, like, again, you're like a brother to me.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was like watching your brother have game with women. And I was like, what's going on here?
Well, because, okay, for the record, I don't think you ever actually see me in my element.
No.
Right?
No, this was the first time. Yeah, this was also my first time seeing you at a rave.
Yeah.
But I was so impressed. I was just like, there are beautiful women, and all of them are holding Jimmy's arms. I was like, Jesus Christ. Including me. I was there too.
You got rizzed. What could I say? And your man was right there. That's the crazy part.
That's true.
Yeah, he gonna pull up after this, and we gonna have a comment. He gonna have a talk with me.
But yeah, so I want to talk about EDC, but also like raving in general.
Yeah.
So like, tell me about this world of yours. Like, when did you get into raving? What was your first rave like?
Yeah, see, it wasn't always like this, right? It was back when I was a young little soldier coming up on the rave game. I think I was 20. I was 20 when I went to my first rave. I think it was EDC New York. Yeah, so they used to have it's whack. It's held in a stadium or like a parking lot of a stadium. And it's just, yeah, compared to what it is in EDC Vegas, mm-hmm. it's a fucking NASCAR, like, it's beautiful. It's overwhelming. Right.
Oh, almost. Yeah. No, it's a production.
Right. And but the thing is, in the EDC New York, it was during the day. It was from like fucking noon to like 12 or like 11 p.m. So yeah, that was EDC New York. I think it was back in 2016, and I went there as a virgin. I went to the first rave, and I was overwhelmed with the amount of like half naked people. Because this is my first time seeing half-naked people just, you know? Like, this is overwhelming. Because at raves, they dress a lot more, everybody dressed slut.
Yeah.
You know, than the parties.
Yeah.
So then this is my first time, like, seeing boobies. And
there were a lot of boobies at EDC. Lots of butts, lots of booties. In a great way. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, no. Not complaining at all. But back then, I didn't even know how to, like, you know, I was celebrating shoulder rides. Like, I gave a girl a shoulder ride, and I think it was like an old video of me, like, just, I was so happy. I was like,
wait, that's so cute. That's so wholesome.
Yeah, it is. Because it was the little wins that mattered back then.
Did you struggle at all? Like, was it, I don't know.
No, back then, it was like, I didn't even go up to them. It was like, my friend was like, oh, you think that girl's cute? Let me go talk to her. And then she winged one minute. She's like, hey, yo, my friend thinks you're cute. And yeah, he wants to give you a shoulder ride. And then off of my shoulders. And then I was like, this is my Ray Bay. This is the love of my life.
And were you sober or did you drink or?
No. I
first time. Okay. I got. Yeah. Happy.
I was right. Very happy.
Got you.
Yeah. And the first time when you know, you're happy, right? You know, you get.
Yeah, she's the love of my life. She's on my shoulders. What more could you ask for?
Exactly. You know? And yeah, that was the first time. And then after that, after the giving her the shoulder ride, I remember everything like slowed down for me. I'm like,
and then, that's the closest Jimmy's ever been to Gucci.
That was the closest. That was the closest. And I must have. You know what's sad? I didn't even get her gram. I didn't even get her number. Nothing. I didn't know the etiquette after the shoulder ride. Mm. You know. She might have twerked on my dick for like 5 seconds afterwards, and then I'm like, yo, I might nut. I might just, because at that point, I think this was like 2016. That was the most action I ever gotten.
Right.
At that point in time.
Right.
And then afterwards, I'm like, no, this is enough. This is, oh man, this is a win for me. You know, me and my friends left, and I was just like, wow, I hope I see her again tomorrow. I was just so naive and.
So then you just said bye and then went your own separate ways. You never saw her again?
No, yeah.
Damn. Dude, she was the one that got away. Do you remember what she looked
like?
Yeah,
I do. She was petite Asian girl. My taste has not changed since.
Okay, so how has it? How's your riz changed since then? How has this like etiquette of getting a rave bae changed for you?
And in the world of raves, it's a lot. It's actually a lot harder than you think because, actually, the wing woman thing like works like a charm, actually. Mm. Right? Girls are not typically thrown off by other attractive. And she was also, like, my friend was, she was hot. So, like, hot girls typically aren't thrown off by other hot women. Mm-hmm. They see hot women, talk to them, like, oh, of course, right? So then their guard is already down. Mm-hmm. So I think having a hot wing woman just works in your favor so much.
Yeah.
So that's one. There's so many little pointers I could give down. Like that first one worked like a charm.
Right.
Then I would be okay. Let me take it back to like this past EDC. I've seen a lot of groups. Oh, I don't know if you see this, but you see a lot of jack dudes huddling around attractive girls. And sometimes those are the groups that I'm like, damn, like I'm trying to get at those, right? But then they just surround them like a pack of wolves, right? But it's unfortunate because it's like, how do you even, right? Do you see that? Did you see that EDC? Like, what are the kind of like vibes groups you saw around?
I feel like when I was paying attention, it was either like, people are coupled up or they're in groups together and it's like, I don't know. I didn't see huddles like that, but I was also not paying attention when it's like on the dance floor.
Sure.
It's only when like at the meetup areas.
Right. Yeah. You're just cuffed. Sitting. That's you're true. So you're not really
that's
looking.
That's true.
But if you're single going to a rave, you kind of like your brother was on the hunt. Your brother, I have a checklist today and I'm getting a rave bae. And
he did not get a rave bae.
So
what are these pointers that you weren't telling him, Jimmy?
I told him. If anything, day two, I tried to set him up.
Damn.
Yeah. This was at the.
I saw. Yes. I was there. Yeah. Yes, that's true.
There was a couple girls next to us.
No, given your checklist, it was my fault. I should have been the wing woman.
Right, you should have.
That went out for him.
Uh-oh, Father's Day's coming up, and you haven't gotten your dad anything yet? Well, don't worry, because I got the perfect present
to get your pops. You and I both know he needs some serious grooming in his life. So grab your dad a Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped. He'll thank you for helping him tame his beast. It's a win-win situation for both you, your mom, and your dad. Go to manscaped.com and use my promo code DOWNBADSHOW for 20% off plus free shipping. You and I both know your dad has a bush down there. If you ever walked in on your dad butt-ass naked, let's be honest, our dads, they kind of bushy down there. They're getting old. They don't care about grooming anymore. Thus, they need a Manscaped. Manscaped is the only men's dedicated below-the-waist grooming and perfected to grooming their game with the Lawnmower 4.0. Imagine surprising your dad with a sleek, well-designed, optimizing groom kit that says your balls will thank you. The upgraded trimmer includes a multifunctional on and off switch that can engage travel lock. This is a great feature if your father or yourself do a lot of traveling. It also has an LED spotlight on and off whenever you need for a more precise shave. Lawnmower even allows you to customize your trim through additional guards from sizes 1 to 4. And Performance Package also comes with stuff like the cologne, crop mop, ball wipe, crop reviver, crop preserver, and the ball deodorant. Get your dad a gift you know he'll use. That being said, you could get 20% off with free shipping if you go to manscaped.com right now and use promo code DOWNBADSHOW. Don't forget that you came from your dad's balls and now it's your turn to take care of his. This year, show your dad some love with Manscaped.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would say for him, it would be more of... I remember when I approached those girls, I instantly like struck up a conversation, right?
Yeah.
And it was during a set where like people are kind of like not super tuned in,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if you're at a set like Marshmello,
yeah.
like David, like Martin Garrix, right. Zedd, like vibe to the music.
Right.
Don't hit on anybody. Mm-hmm. But if it's like around in the towards the beginning of the festival, you know, like for EDC Vegas, like 9 p.m., 10 p.m., mm-hmm. you just got in. That's when you make the conversations, right? So timing's part of everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So also in between sets, when the stage is kind of silent, right. they're waiting for the next DJ, make conversation.
Yeah.
Great time. To, yeah. Your brother should have just like struck up a conversation. Like some openers is just casual. Like, what are you mm-hmm, from? Mm-hmm. Or like, hey, nice outfit. Wow.
Mm.
Yo, you know, today I want to give a stranger a what do you call these?
Candy bris.
Candy yeah, bris. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I want to give, you know, I have a EDC to-do list.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Number one, I want to give a stranger a candy.
I think that's really good advice is like making the goal smaller. Because I think he went into it so serious too. He was like, I'm going to find a wife. And if that's true, listen, if you're going to rape thinking that, like it's going to be like the pressure is yeah. crazy and, yeah, yeah. And it's scary to do, right? But if, yeah, if the goal is just like, I just want to give a girl a bracelet and like, that's it. And I just want her to take it. And,
yeah.
and then go from there, right? Yeah. Or like, I want to go give someone a compliment. I actually think compliments is how I usually approach people.
Okay.
And it's like very natural too. Like I will only give a compliment if it's something I genuinely feel. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm like, oh my God, that's like someone's wearing a sick outfit or like super cool shirt. Mm-hmm. I'll always go out of my way to like tell them.
Right.
And I also just like believe in complimenting people. You know, people.
It's a little tough when all the baddies are wearing just lingerie. So it's like, yo, I want to compliment you, but nice. Damn, those t-s are staring right at me.
Nice.
Oh my God. Nice lace.
That's tough. Yeah. It's different for a woman. I feel like I can always compliment an outfit, even if it's lingerie. I'm like, dude, that's hot as hell. Like,
right,
you
right.
look good. But yeah, hair. Hair is always hair? A safe. Yeah,
okay.
yeah. yeah.
That's
I think that's a compliment I get a lot. And uh-huh. then sometimes I'll like strike a conversation.
Oh, maybe earrings, right?
Yeah,
if they
exactly.
have like accessories.
Like if someone is accessorizing, you know they care about it and
right.
they're going to appreciate a compliment
right,
about
right,
it.
Right.
But if someone has color hair, every time someone compliments my hair, it makes me feel good. And then, right, like they'll usually be like, oh, how do you keep the color so well? And then we'll have a conversation like, oh, yeah, I use this conditioner. Like you just have to do it. Like
oh,
this.
No, but that's some girl shit. Well, like if a guy came up to you, a handsome guy.
Nah, but here's what, like, play along, right? Like, you know, I've always thought about dyeing my hair, but, it, like, if you were a guy, right? Like, I've always thought about dyeing my hair, but I don't know if I should do it. Because me as a girl, I'd be like, oh, you should totally do it. Like, I'd encourage you. I'd get into, I think I had a guy that did this to me once, and I actually pulled up, like, the Instagram filters with him.
Yeah.
to show him, because there's a filter that shows you like different hair colors.
Yeah.
And I was showing him like different hair colors he could do. And like we hung out for a while doing that.
Oh.
So but you're giving pointers. You said have a wing woman.
Yeah, have a wing woman. Compliment, little EDC to little rave to do list.
Yeah.
Right? Strike up a conversation. The conversation skills could be a little tough for people sometimes.
Mm.
You know? And it's just like, because for me, it just feels so natural at this point. But like mm-hmm. for some people, it's a little bit harder mm-hmm. to have just a conversation with a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to do that to get a rape. Like, you just build a little bit of rapport.
Yeah.
Right? And then if you guys find each other cute, say that. Hey, by the way, at the end of the conversation, by the way, I think you're pretty cute. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. The conversation don't got to be quick. 3-minute conversation. Mm-hmm. 3-minute convo, and then throw in a compliment. Hey, you're cute. Want to dance? If she does, amazing. If she doesn't, move on to the next one. Because, yo, we got a shot clock here, you know? Like, every girl should get maybe no more than 5 minutes, right? So if anything, I don't even think he approached that many girls.
That's true.
To be honest.
That's true.
And look, you don't even want to approach girls once the headliners start coming up.
Right.
Because then you're just with your group having fun.
So are you also saying, like, cast a wide net? Like, maybe don't be so picky? Like, it's just like...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You could be picky, right? And this is how you be picky. You sift through the crowd, right? You want to be the leader of your group. Hey guys, I think we should get closer to the stage.
meanwhile, it's like I yell, someone over there is cute. over there.
With my binoculars. Yeah, Raina set of binoculars at a rave.
Yeah.
Get a shoulder ride.
Yeah.
And then just scan the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. The shoulder ride tip is really good too, because I feel like again, like as a petite woman too, right? Like if someone, honestly, even random offered me a shoulder ride, like I take it just because it's a better view. It's almost like thinking about what the other person would want and make it easier for yourself. But I have a question for you here, because I think the thing about trial and error too, and that's why it's so hard for my brother, because he's never done this before. But it's like, how do you get used to rejection? Like when someone does say no, how do you get back up and like, okay, moving on to the next? That's hard. Like even for me, I remember like I've been to clubs where I like I see a cute guy and I go on and I'd approach him. I'm just like, hey, like I think you're really cute. Like, are you here with someone? Do you want to dance? And then
you've gotten shut down.
Yeah.
And that's hurt.
And then I'm done for the night. I'm like, that
you're
was
done
my
for the night.
I'm going back to my little friend group.
You're 0-for-1. What you're shooting? Who goes out to? Who plays basketball, right? And goes and shoot one shot. I miss. Okay, that's enough shots for the rest of the game.
I mean, but that's
you
why
keep
I'm
shooting. What the hell?
Well, that's why I'm asking you. Well, how? Because okay. I don't know. I was just like, and this is in college, so I wasn't very confident either. Very insecure in college. Fair. I was just like, yeah, like if you already think you're not that cool or not that pretty or not that whatever, and you're like, this one person is cute, you work up your courage to talk to them, you go, and then they're just like, I don't know. The way he turned me down was so weird too. He was just like, are you Korean? And I'm like, no. And he's like, nah. I was like, I'm not. And I'm like, fuck, like, I gotta be Korean.
You should have lied. You should have lied. You would have got some dick if you just lied about being Korean.
I didn't want it that bad.
I didn't want.
안녕하세요. So no. So I just left. I went back to my little friend group and I'm like, all right, this is me.
Did your friends like push you? Oh, don't go talk to him. Go talk to him.
No.
Oh, you just worked up the courage and.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just like, he's cute.
So I find it so easy to draw a parallel like straight to basketball, right? Uh-huh. So just maybe don't do like such a crazy shot at first. You know, you don't need to shoot the 3-pointer. You don't need to go in and, hey, you're really pretty, Kay, you want to dance? You don't, right? That's kind of a crazy shot. Right. You could maybe do a little wave. That rejection doesn't hurt as much, right? You just, hey, even a notch below that, just eye contact. Scan the crowd. If she's just looking over a little extra longer than usual, hey, I'll do a little one of these, right?
That's cute, actually. If that happened, that would be really cute. Or like just a smile. Like if you're making eye contact, they just smile. Like, yeah. I'm smiling back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, what you don't want to happen is make sure there's no cute people like behind you, so you don't get caught.
Oh, they
waving at. Oh shit. Okay. Never. That's happened. That's happened to me. Yeah. So just make sure like look behind you first to make sure there's no cute people behind you, and then wave.
Yeah. Now you gotta hit the and pass it to her from a distance. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah?
That's cute.
Not right.
No, Blake, like one of those I feel like I saw someone from across a party and you know they do one of those things where like they pretend to like throw something at you or like blow a kiss at you and then you have to like catch it.
Oh.
Those are fun. You know what I'm talking about?
Long distance.
Yeah.
Or maybe you like
Yeah, that's actually
blow dart.
I thought that was going somewhere else. No, because I was going to tell you, I'm not even joking, okay? But I only do this with friends. But right. If I'm at a party and there's someone I'm pretty close with and I haven't seen in a long time. Have I done this to you? I do one of these.
You jerk off
then,
on me?
And then I pass it to them and they'll open their mouth and catch it. And that's how I know. That's how I know. Then I walk over there and we start talking. That's my risk.
You shoot a load? Actually, try that. Fellas, next time you at a rave, shoot a load at the girl you talking to. Make a direct eye contact.
15 seconds.
Make sure they're looking back at you. And just start making a stroke motion with your dick. And then maybe make a face, too.
If she looks away, just keep looking. And
when
she looks back at you.
No. If she looks away, it means she wants it on the cheek. She wants it right here.
Oh, she
agrees. I take it back. To be fair, I said terrible with friends. But anyways, the blow kisses can be, the winks can be cute.
No, you know what? Fucking, yeah, time code that. Yeah, we don't need the context. That's the tip. That's the tip she just gave out. TikTok. Try that.
Oh my god. All right. Did we run through your list of all the different?
Oh
you
no!
Said,
oh,
you said
so
it's
I
like
can
a
keep
basketball.
Going.
You said
oh.
Yeah. You said it's like basketball.
Yeah. So like the little waves. That's like a little quick little layup, yeah. Right? That's easier shots.
Cute.
Right. So those are easier to make.
Yeah.
And then I guess gradually, you know, I would say the conversation into the want to dance that could lead straight to like dancing and making out and. Yeah, I don't know. When you guys are just on substances, it's just easier. Like, you guys are looking at each other in the eyes. But I will say, I had one of the most unrisible girls in the group of EDC. She was just celibate. She had a training arc for celibacy for, like, almost a year. And, you know, this was a girl that everybody in the group was trying to get at, too. Everybody.
It's true. It's very pretty.
And so this is our most recent EDC trip. And I don't know. Like, what kind of... Because should I just talk about it? Should I just go into it? Or do you have, like, specific things you want to say?
No. I think this... Yeah, let's talk about this last EDC. Because you kind of talked about where you started. So, like, yeah, what's the most recent experience? Where are you now? And...
Yeah.
With Rizzing.
So a couple pointers even before you go to a rave too. Ideally you want to set yourself up for success, right? So you almost want to have a rave bay prepared before you even go to a rave.
That's true.
Right? You want to it's harder to because you have all this time prior to the rave to just meet somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So having one prepared, mm-hmm. you know, to go with is you're locked in, you know? So I had one for Sunday,
mm-hmm.
right? So, but then I had two days of free range rizzing, all right? And yeah, day one, there was a girl in the group that I didn't think too much of it. If anything, there was a girl that Gabe was trying to flirt with prior, but then Gabe last minute, you know, ended up backing out of EDC. So I was like, shit. Well, I don't know. I had no expectations. And to be honest, when she first pulled up to our hotel, I remember we were online at the Luxor, and I don't know, she was part of our group, so I was casually making conversation, and I'm not gonna lie, I think I was the only one asking questions. And I'm like, okay, I don't think this is going anywhere, you know. I think it was just casual stuff, like, you know, where you flying in from, you know, I don't know who you're most excited to see. I don't know, it's casual shit. And yeah, she wasn't really looking at me. She was just like, yeah, I need to get my fucking hotel card and go to sleep.
Respect.
But then, you know, it was like, all right, whatever, cool. So here's the thing, right? You go to these raves, and sometimes, I'm sure a lot of people, they have girls in their group that they might want to hit on. Mm-hmm. They might want to get at. Mm-hmm. And the girls in your group are actually easier to slide on than girls just randomly at the festival.
Right.
Because one, they're in your group, and two, you just get to spend more time with them.
Right.
So I don't know. Like, it's just you have more time to riz.
Right. I mean, no, this was a whole 3-day, 4-day more than that process for you. But wait, really quick question. Uh-huh. I'm curious. I remember before we went to EDC, you had told me that there were a couple of girls in the chat where you were like, you know, they're cute. You know, you were like giving me.
She was one of those. Okay. But she wasn't even like. For the record, we had a lot of just cute girls in our group.
It's true.
All single. Right. Mostly single. Right, mostly single. I was like, wow, what a buffet I got here. Now, you know, day zero, like Thursday and Friday, I was talking to some of them very casually, but none of them really like, I don't know, caught my, it was good conversation, right? It was good, but her, I remember it was something about, it was the first impression I got from her, I was like, oh, she is like no filter, she's goofy.
Yeah.
Like, the first thing she said was like, oh yeah, I just got on my plane and this guy would not stop farting on me. So I might just smell like farts right now and I apologize. I follow up with, oh, what do you think is worse? A crying baby on an airplane or you know, farts around you?
What'd she say?
She said, oh yeah, no, like, oh, she was like, oh, depends on where the baby is. You know, if the baby's right next to me. I don't know. Is that, fuck.
No, I get it. It's like you're just carrying on, just continue the conversation, right? And like, see what they're interested in, like, make them laugh a little, be a little.
Right, exactly.
Like, not take, again, don't take it too seriously. It's just like, does this go?
But again, like, even when she was talking to me, she was like looking that way. I was looking at her. She was talking, but just looking into the distance. And I'm just like,
that's actually so funny.
I'm like, this is painful.
I've definitely done that to people. Like, sometimes people approach me at parties and I start looking for my exit. They're like asking me questions and I'm like, Where's my friend? Where's my friend? And then they finish up their thought. I'm like, I have to guess.
But she had no choice because she was waiting for her key card. So like, she was trapped.
So, was it you, Riz, or was it the hotel?
Yeah, it was just. So I was like, I don't think this is going anywhere. But respectfully, you know, I had somebody for me on day 3.
Right.
You know, I brought somebody.
Well, okay. So again, that's not really EDC. I don't know. That's like first day. People are getting in. People are tired. Yeah, they just want to sleep. Right. But let's talk about you guys got to EDC. Because honestly, that first night, right, Friday night, like, I started seeing you guys.
Oh.
Like, flirting already. Like, I remember, yeah, like I would turn to, like, look at you. Because, okay, the thing about fucking Jimmy, guys, is this man kept getting lost throughout the entire EDC. I don't know if there was one night where he didn't just disappear for 2 hours and then just come back to the group and was like, guys, I was so lost.
Okay. For the record, when we first got into EDC, I already got acquainted with, you know, Molly.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, fuck, I feel it coming up. I feel like for it to hit, I need to take a big ass shit. Well, cause it's like, I don't know. I ate all the salmon. Remember
right,
that?
Right.
Yeah. So I just like, I need to get this out of my system for it to just.
No.
Into, you know.
Yeah. I just can't believe you didn't tell anybody. Like, we literally like went through EDC, like got through the gates, pulled our tickets, and then you were gone. Like literally the entire first set, just no Jimmy.
Well, yeah, because we went to the meetup spot. I felt the rush of just like giant shits just about to I needed to go.
Yeah.
There was no time for me to, hey guys, let's round up for a bathroom group.
You had to run.
I had to run. And then I just figured I know how to come back.
Right.
I didn't. Cuz once I went in, took my shit, I came out and it just hit like a motherfucker. It hit me like a truck.
God.
And then I'm like, oh, I'm tumbling down the hill right now. I don't know where anything is. I'm gonna try to find y'all. I know the general direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I went. I looked.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lost cause.
But yeah. Anyways, eventually we found Jimmy, I found Jimmy. Jimmy was
I made sure to be responsible. I texted you.
You did. Yeah, you're like, I need to be under the fire tower, directly under it, like in all caps. He's like, come find me. Like as soon as the set was over, I'm like, my mission, I gotta go find this lost little boy. I come to the fire tower. There he is. We hug. He cut his lip. Oh my God, that was the first night. It was a whole thing.
Oh yeah,
it was a whole thing. But anyways, so I started getting into.
I had a whiz with blood just spilling out of my lip.
His lips were literally like purple. He had somehow bit and cut his tongue, and like had blood like all over his like arms.
Yeah, cause I did. I think we took a picture together, and then we were like, oh, "Wow, why is your lip purple, Jimmy?" I'm like, "That eat Jolly Ranchers? I don't think so." And I did one of these. And I just see like the entire, just smeared with blood. Just entire, like I didn't want to read, the entire forearm just smeared with blood. And I'm like, oh no, what is going on? And when you're that hard, sometimes you're not aware of like, you know, physical pains.
Right.
So then I'm like, yo, what is going on? I fucking flipped the camera on my phone. I just started looking. My mouth is now spewing blood because I bit my tongue. Like, I bit probably a chunk of my tongue. And then I'm a little worried, but at the same time, I'm trying to party. So then I'm like, fuck, what do I... And I just kept trying to wipe, and just it was just nonstop blood.
Oh, my God.
And... Thank God your brother was a doctor.
Yeah.
Or like training to be a doctor. Yeah. So I went to the team medic.
Yeah.
And I said, yo, what do I do here?
Right.
He straight up he shined up a light like he did a checkup on the spot. And he was so serious. He was locked in. Like, yeah, Jimmy, move your tongue over. Okay. Yeah, it's not a problem. We just need gauze tape. And made me feel super just secure. And then, we ran into the medic, got some gauze tape, just shoved it in my mouth.
Wow.
And it stopped the bleeding.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah. So
it's wrist time.
No, so for context, this is how EDC started. This is like 2 hours into first night of EDC.
Yeah.
So I got into the habit of like every few minutes, I'm like, where's Jimmy? Like, is he still with the group?
Yeah.
So I kept doing, and every time I did that and Jimmy was with the group, he would be with the girl. And I'm watching him and they'd be like laughing and there'd be some arm touches, there'd be some like she'll do one of these.
Really? You think She was doing it from day one,
one. I was like there's something here. I was turning to John. We were kind of like there's something here. So that was day one. And then so I want to hear it from your perspective now.
Yeah, so I sat down, and so I sat down. She was being she's tumbling too. So I respectfully, I'm like, okay, cool, all right, how's your night so far? And she's like, oh, it's good, the music's good. She's making some more eye contact, and I'm like, well, wait a second, she's being just a little bit more affectionate now. So I was like, but yo, what happened earlier? You know, back at the hotel, I was trying to just make casual conversation, get to know you a little bit more, and you were just so cold to me. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, got it. and then not only that, she was also just like, where were you this whole time? You know, like, you left the group, the whole group, we were looking for you. I was like, were you looking for me though? I wanted you to look for me.
You said that?
Yeah.
Oh my God, bars. What the fuck? Damn, you went, wow, you just went from zhup.
And then what else did I say?
Wait, how did she react?
She was laughing, pushing me away, and I was,
right. Yeah, I was seeing a lot of these.
Did you remember?
Again, just like these arms.
Yeah.
Arm touches.
And then I don't know what it, I think. I was like, oh, this is a cute moment. I forgot who wanted to take a picture, but then yeah, we took a picture, and that kind of like cemented that cute little moment for us. And after that, though, I remember, she told me about her whole celibacy era, right? Or, like, I think it was just known that she was just celibate for a long time.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, how about we break it this weekend? How about, that might have been a stretch of a line.
Mm-hmm.
Let's... Let me help you break your celibacy. Now, that was, you know, I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to go that far. But I think I threw that in there somewhere.
This is funny to me because I say stuff like that all the time with everyone, but I mean none of it, which is why I just say it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, it's not real though. But you say it and you mean it.
What joke about? It's a joke still. But I think the joke depends on how long I'm making eye contact with you. Like,
right.
if I say it and like, ha ha ha, I'm still looking at you. It's not that funny. But yeah. it was just, I mean, it was pretty wholesome though for the most part. It was like, it was just us. We didn't kiss or anything.
Yeah.
We were just like kind of, you know, next to each other, linking arms. But
no, it was really cute. So all 3 days, nights of EDC, did you end up with a rave bae at all? Did you, you know, were you dancing with anybody? Were you kissing?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, on the last day.
That's true. You had your planned rave bae.
I had the planned one. She pulled up. She's also a sweetheart too. She made me a whole, like, these little bracelets.
Aww.
And she made me like a whole like recovery kit.
Aww.
I'm like, oh my God, she's so, oh, they're so sweethearts. Oh man. And the really nice, the perks of having a rave bae is that it, when you're really messed up, they take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And for me too, it was also a little anxiety inducing with like when I was cross-eyed on all types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And fans would come up to me, yo Jimmy, yo let's take a picture, bro.
Yeah
take a picture with me.
Yeah,
no, yo bro, it's so crazy seeing you here, let's take a pic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I like, for the record, I would much rather you come up to me and let's just party, let's like dab me up and let's just vibe to the music,
right?
You know,
right.
Or just even acknowledgement. Yo, love your videos, bro. Right? That's cool. I'm in a setting like that. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than like even just have a moment with me, have a conversation, something. Mm-hmm. You know, but coming up to me, now I have to pose. Now I'm cross-eyed. I'm posing. Oh, and they're you know, pictures. They're taking a couple.
Right.
So I'm there posing for a minute, and then meanwhile, it kind of takes me out of my state. And yeah, it's not a good experience for me.
Mm.
When like outside of a rave, at any time I'm happy to take a picture with anybody, but just in that setting, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not good.
Yeah, no, I get it. It everything is just so overstimulating already. Like like even like sometimes like the music's a little too loud, or like when the fire hits, I'm just like, whoa, like what just happened?
For the record, that fire tower when I was on the psychedelics, but. I swore we're at like some Game of Thrones episode, and someone was getting sacrificed. Like, because I for you know when you're on psychedelic, you think you're like out of this world,
right?
Or like you could be taken out of this world. And I was just like, every time the fire lit up, I was like, oh, another virgin's getting sacrificed. Right. And I was just
wow.
I don't know. Did you? What a thought. Did you have any crazy thoughts?
I did for like an hour of when we were second night of EDC.
Yeah.
Right. Because I was on psychedelics.
Yeah.
A lot. Way too much of it. But we were leaving, and it was just like a lot of like bad things. Like everyone was tired, and there's all this traffic. Like trying to get out was such a mess.
Yeah.
And then you kind of triggered me into this little bad trip because you started playing Illenium. You started playing like sad boy music in the car, and I'm listening to the lyrics. And I think I literally remember looking at the song because it was like Beautiful Creatures. Because the lyrics were like, "We got monsters in our closet." Had a reason, but we lost it. And I listened to that, and I was like, oh my god,
where's
like,
the monsters?
I was just like, all the negative thoughts in my head just came out, and I was like, oh my god, everyone's like struggling, like we're all gonna die, we're all gonna like kill ourselves, like everyone in this van like doesn't want to live anymore. I genuinely thought everyone was gonna die for like that 1 hour we were in the van, because it was just like so much like hectic.
No, I get you, and on the drive back, it's dark.
Yeah,
it is like
yeah, it's like honking. It's like it's just so much like
yeah, bad.
Yeah, yeah,
evil.
Yeah, exactly. And right, like, and especially Vegas too. And I'm looking out the window, and it's just like all these casinos, and I'm thinking about like all the people just like gambling their lives away. It was just like a lot of bad thoughts.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my god, like yeah, like and thinking about like people that like kill themselves over like money that they lose, right? And I'm thinking about like people in our group that lost money. I'm just like everyone here has like
deep.
Yeah, I was just like people are suffering so much. I was just like, there's so much suffering in the world. And like that's why people kill themselves. And right, like and I've talked to you, right? Like I've had suicidal thoughts before too, and I've struggled with that. And I was just so like, I understand why people do that. Yeah. And like I feel like it's gonna happen to me too.
Yeah.
And it was just this dark spiral until we got to the hotel.
Each person had a reason that we're gonna kill them?
Yeah, yeah. Cause I thought about all the reasons I would, and then yeah, just for everyone, I was like, oh, this person is dealing with like this medical stuff. This person's dealing with like love life issues. Yeah. This person, yeah, like is trying to get into school, like struggling with school. Yeah. I'm just like, right there, everyone is struggling with something.
Right.
And yeah, like
everybody's gonna end it.
I was like this sucks because I love these people so much and like we shouldn't die, but I felt like it was too late,
right?
But then we got back to the hotel. Zed and I are mutuals, right? Okay. Anton and I are mutuals, we're friends, we've hung out, but he had an after party in Vegas Saturday night after his set, right? And I DM'd him because I was like, oh, I'm at EDC, like I'd love to come through. And so he put me on the list and gave me like, he was like, bring whoever, like plus 16, whatever. So I was gonna come to Seth's after party with
now,
all my
plus
friends.
Plus 16 is crazy. That normally you get a plus 16. That's a field trip. You could bring your whole family and extended family.
Well, he was just like, bring your group. And I was like, yeah, my group's like 16 people. Yeah, yeah, and he said, sure. He's just a really nice guy.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, that we were supposed to go. That's where we were headed. But in this van, I got so caught up in my head that we were going to die. I was just like, we can't go. I was like, I need to go home. I was like, I need to go back to my room.
Wow.
And then, so that was really sad. I'm actually really sad we missed it.
Yeah.
So we'll have to go another time. Because he told me they were raging till like 7 a.m.
Damn.
I know. You should have just given me another,
I should have.
A re-up. Yeah, yeah.
I should have gave you a re-up.
And then I would have. Then I would have been, no, I'm happy.
I should have re-upped you. Oh, man.
Yeah. Skip that, the Helenium. Give me.
Yeah. I should have been playing Zed the whole time. Yeah, why didn't I? We were going then to a fucking Zed show.
Then I would have been so lit. Then I would have been like, oh, everything's good. Like, right. This man's great. We're going to go to his after party. Shit. We're going to hang out. But anyways. Shit. No, it's okay. Anyways. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it worked out because we ended up hanging out like last weekend to make up for it. But yeah, we were supposed to go. I got in my head, so we didn't go. But when I got back to the hotel rooms, thankfully, I started feeling safe, right? Because it was like, oh, it's warm again. Like, oh, the blankets, the bed. Like, it was just started to be good.
The cuddles.
Yeah, yeah. All the bad thoughts just disappeared. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna be alive.
I'm gonna make it.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, there are actually a lot of reasons to live.
Right.
Yeah, I got blankets. So
yeah. It's scary how sometimes psychedelics could take you to a whole nother world. And yeah, sometimes it just takes some real life things to like pull you out of it, right? Because yeah, when I was telling about like this Game of Thrones tower and I was the next one getting sacrificed, she was like, bro, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
She like shook me a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, shut up.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to be like, these thoughts are like,
yeah,
you know, dramatic or like, right, aren't real.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I love psychedelics, and that was my first and only time I ever had like a bad trip. And it was only that 1 hour because there was so much like negative stimulus. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so I'm curious if you, I mean, no, continue. I want you to continue the story, actually.
The E-Love
story. Yeah. So right, like, because again, like the last night of EDC, yeah, right, like, so my witnessing of you guys, right, is like first night it's like these arm touches, second night you're sitting next to each other, you're like having conversations,
right?
I'm taking pictures of you guys because I'm like, wow, they're so cute.
Okay, so you missed day two. Day two was actually like three steps backwards, because day two is that's when Edison, one of the dudes in our group who was friends with her, he was like, yo, but I don't know if this, like, I think you should, like, today let's go to EDC and let's like meet some girls. Yeah. And then I was like, you know what, I think you're right, because the Riz actually hit a wall on day one on the drive back. We almost had a conversation about, or she told me about the whole celibacy thing, and then she was like, by the way, I fully plan on staying celibate. So I guess you could keep trying, but it might be painful for you this weekend. And oh, when I heard that, even before that, on the walk back to, see this is why actually I think I'm almost immune to rejection. Holy shit. Cause even on the walk back, she kind of rejected me too. Like we were holding hands because I don't know, she was cold or something, and then we were holding hands for maybe like a couple minutes, and then at one point she was like, okay, I had enough, bye.
She's actually so funny. She's so funny. I respect her so much.
She wasn't kidding about it being painful, but like, you gotta shrug pain off sometimes. You gotta count your W's, right?
Right. You got to hold her hand for a few minutes.
Yeah, that's right. Hold hands. Cool. She done with it. She done with it. That's fine.
Okay. Mature. Right? Mature.
Right. So then, and then and then she hit me with this on the bus. She said, don't get used to this, because we were sitting next to each other. We were sitting next to each other, and she said, oh, don't get used to this. This only happened by chance.
This is so funny. She's, you know, this really checks out, because I'm on her close friend story on Instagram, right? And it's always just like, she's a bunch of screenshots of messages of like guys trying to riz her up. And
oh,
her
really?
And her just.
This is prior to EDC.
Yeah. For all the time I know her, it's always like some guy will be confessing and she just like, she like replies, she's like, bro, like relax. I'm paraphrasing to be clear, like, not those exact words, but it's just like, she's always like, right, she's a pretty woman, like, people are always hitting on her. She's like, so she's used to like the opposite of, I guess, risen. She's the queen of, like, rejecting.
Yeah.
She's so used to, like,
especially boom, boom, boom. Since, like, she's practicing celibacy.
Yeah.
So she's in her training arc of, yeah, like, swiping down, like you know, taking down Riz attempts. Just so squatting you, away, yeah,
the,
Riz.
This is kind of funny. This is like the Riz master up against the
immune to Riz. Yeah. The Riz squatter. She was the Riz, like, every, like, for the past 6 months, she just, her training arc of squatting away Riz, flicking that shit away. And then this weekend, I'm like, huh? All these little...
My tools don't work.
My jutsus are ineffective. But again, I you know, she also met her match because I don't give a fuck about rejection.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's not in a way where I'm like inconsiderate and I'm abrasive, right? It's like she's not uncomfortable with any of this.
Right.
Right. I'm not making her uncomfortable with, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, she said, remember on the bus, he said, oh yeah, don't get used to this.
Right.
Right. This we're only sitting next to each other by,
right,
chance.
Right.
Because there was no other open seats.
Right.
So I was like, cool. Then why don't we just keep our distance too, actually?
Mm.
So I like leaned away from the seat.
Right.
And then I'm going to sleep. And then I just knocked out right in front of her. And then after a couple minutes, she's like, so like, she asked me some questions, and I was like, why do you want to talk?
I'm going to sleep. Oh my god, you pulled one of those chase, yeah, games.
You know, she want to play games? Oh, I could play them all day.
To be fair, I actually think what she was doing was also like, I think it's like a form of flirting too, kind of like banter, kind of like teasing you, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, being a little mean to you, yeah, but, yeah, like in a way where you can, like,
you, I can, know, still, yeah, I can, you, still bounce,
you
play, back.
Yeah, you, yeah, bounce, yeah, yeah, back. Actually, I think that's what you two had a lot of like chemistry doing. It's just like, yeah, you're both very like kind of going with the bit, like,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
one upping each other.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. And then on day three, I pulled the ultimate trump card when I pulled.
Oh, you pull, yeah!
I brought a girl.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
did you bring? Oh,
man. She thought she could play this game. Nah, I was prepared from the get go.
Guys, one of my favorite memories of EDC was the third night. Yeah, so Jimmy, okay, and Jimmy, yeah, yeah, right? Jimmy's like high out of his mind. He's like cross-eyed, and he's laying on the floor, right? And then girl one comes, and she like lends her, she sits down next to him and puts his head on her lap, right?
Uh-huh.
So Jimmy's got his head on this woman's lap. And then his other rave bae, his planned rave bae, also comes over to be like, oh my god, what's wrong, Jimmy? And she's like leaned over him from above, kind of like almost like, you know, like a Spider-Man kiss, like holding his face in her hands, looking down. So he's got one woman under him, right? Like kind of like she's like massaging his head, all this stuff, and another woman like holding his hands and like looking into his eyes. And I took a picture of that, actually. Do you want to see? Do you want to see this, Jimmy? I did take a picture of it because I was like, it has to go down in the history books.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting another girl after this. Oh, but, they think I'm a whore.
You are a little bit of a whore.
A little
though.
Bit. Wait, let me see the
but
picture.
It's like, it's wholesome. Oh, look at this. This is cute.
That was
really do you cute. Made it to one of the slides, the Instagram slides. That's how you know. Oh man, I took so many pictures. Where is this? But yeah, so
that's day two. That's day two, I think.
No,
that's
no.
I got a pass. Oh, yeah. That's a tequila bottle.
Day two was so funny too. And I'm just, again, I'm so shocked at how you managed to do all this. And you like straight up smell like tequila. You look, but you look like a mess.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I forgot. Day one, I.
Oh yeah, look at this. Head fully in one girl's lap, another girl over.
And then this motherfucker kept trying to talk to the girls too. There was like, it was a sock. Oh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Can you?
You live in the life.
Yeah. Can you send me these two pictures?
Yeah. No, you live in the life. And then there's another one too where you're just like.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, and then when we started walking, it's like both of them are around you, just holding you up to the set.
Yeah. They were holding me up, keeping me.
How how often?
Foot.
I'm curious. How often does this happen to you at raves? Like, how often do you go alone and like leave with somebody? Like, what's your success rate here?
Normally, I don't know. If I'm not filming, because a lot of these raves, I actually start like all the raves I went to last year, I just filmed it. I was setting up other guys, and then by the time I finished filming, it'd be like, I don't know, like 1 a.m.,
right.
2 a.m.
Right.
Like,
no time it's for
just like, yeah, yeah. And then at that point, I'm a little gassed. I just want to enjoy I just want to enjoy the music. So, but like to purely enjoy a festival, I think having a rave bait is actually an integral part of the experience. I think it's just, I don't know. It's fun. You're on stuff. You're making out is nice. Cuddling is nice. Mm. Just dancing around is also nice. All of the above is cool with just a rave bass. And that's why people like want one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah. But yeah, I mean, prior to that, it was with a girlfriend. So then that was also nice to be with a partner. And then that's like a little bit. I say a lot more bit of intimate, because then it's, if you're going with a girlfriend, boyfriend, it's holding really intensely, making out really passionately, and then just long, deep conversations, like very, very, very intimate. Really brings two people together, opposed to like, I guess, the single life. So then then I told you that's the summary of being single. You text your old partners, you try to make plans with new ones, and then on dates, oh man.
Wait, answer my question. What's your success rate? Like, how often do you go in single and you come home cuddling with somebody?
No.
Okay.
No.
But that's not usually your like goal either. That's not your like.
Yeah, because typically it's like, cuz I would say like after 2018 was when like I was in like long-term relationships.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And
that
then
sense.
That's when I was just I just naturally, it's my rape bay.
Oh, I'm curious then. What do you?
But
what
before that,
yeah,
there was some strikeouts. There was some tough, like there was some long walks back to the car. There was some long walks back to the subway, where it's just like, you know, you with the boys, like, she was cool. Yeah. I danced with her for a little bit.
Aww.
Yeah. There was a lot of that back in like 2017.
I don't know. That's cute in a way too. But so I'm curious, Jimmy, what would you rate your Riz out of 10?
I'm like, I think I'm kind of approaching, or like I'm starting to hit my prime of like 26, 27. Like my game now is like more sharper than ever.
Right.
And I don't even call it game, but it's just more like awareness of everything.
Right.
And more awareness of the context, more aware of what goes down at raves, what you need prior to prepare, just more knowledgeable about the whole scene. Thus, I could better prepare myself for everything. Like, and my game, it's game really is just like, boil it down to just like confidence and I guess social, like learning, knowing social cues and knowing how to talk to people.
Yeah.
To boil it down pretty simply. And then, yeah.
Okay, but give yourself a rating.
Okay.
Give me a number out of 10.
Oh, man. I think I should be a little modest here, right? I don't want to give myself a rating now. I'm at a 9. I think I'm at a 9. I haven't peaked. Like, I think 10 is like Dan Bazarian. I'm pulling up with like 13 girls. I'm up right there with the DJ.
Right.
That's Riz. That is ultimate Riz. That's 12. That's 12 out of 10. Right? I think I'm like 8.5, 9.
That's interesting. I guess so.
Right?
I guess so. I see it, because I was going to say, I have a rating for you. And genuinely, after witnessing EDC with you, I was like, dude, Jimmy's Riz is like 9.9. Like, genuinely, give me like 100, right? If I went and picked out like 100 girls at EDC and I was like, Jimmy, Riz her up, like, I think you'd get 99 of them.
Okay.
99 out of 100. And the reason I say this is, again, you went up against Riz Squatter. You made it out alive, more than alive.
Yeah. And I think so there was also points of like rejection I had to I had to handle, like the day one stuff. Day two also, it was like, fuck, what was it? It was like, I think I made a joke at the hotel. The casino lady went up to Edison, one of her friends, and was like, mistakenly was like, oh, is she your girlfriend? Mm. And said, oh, no. Mm. And then I'm over here. She my girl, though. She my girl. And she gave no reaction. That hurt. That was like,
wow.
Yeah. Because I threw in a little joke, but then she was like, they're one of those. I was like,
dude, I relate to her. I relate to her, and I relate to you too. All
right. I should pack it up. At this point, That was like, that's afterwards. That's what Edison had a quick little talk with me. I was like, yo, we should talk to some girls tonight. So there was like,
looking out.
Yeah. So like, I was.
Yeah.
And I think that's when I went on Hinge.
Oh my God. Jimmy, I remember I was there. Jimmy was on Hinge showing me messages at EDC.
It was a Hail Mary because I literally.
Trying to get
liked,
them to pull up.
I liked just one girl and we matched. Oh. And then this was like on the drive there. And I'm already getting the rejections from Riz Squatter. So I was like, okay, cool. I guess that's not happening. So I threw a Hail Mary of a message on Hinge. I said, I said, hey, what's up? Nice. Hey. To be quite honest, this is just our meetup time. I just shot her the meetup time.
Yeah,
I was like, yo, this is if you want to meet up, this is our meetup times and locations, and here's my number. If you want to meet up, you could. If not, unmatch me, unfollow me. It's not meant to be.
So did she unmatch you?
She unmatched me. So, it doesn't Ooh, always, but
that's so funny. You tried though, and I respect that.
Yeah,
I always respect
that. Yeah.
Oh, I'm curious, Jimmy. What do you rate my Riz out of
your Riz?
Jimmy's like, what Riz? Your Riz.
You got Riz. You get Rizzed up.
This is true. It's true. I think it's just one of those dynamics that exists in our society. No, it's true. I talk about, I mean, I've talked about this, right? Like, I'll go to a girl's place, I'm in her bed, and I'm like, oh,
I
what now?
Don't know what to do. I am just having internal thoughts.
I'm so used to,
and I'm frozen in time.
Actually, it's so hard. It's so scary. Do you think, in general, do you think, like, women, if they had to do this, they'd have, like, way worse Riz than
men? Oh, my God. They'd fumble so fucking hard.
See, okay, here's my thing, though. For a while, I thought I had pretty good Riz. Because sometimes I would DM guys. Like, I'd shoot my shot. Like, my last relationship, right? Yeah. Like, I shot my shot. I slid in his Twitter DMs. Right. And we dated for 2.5 years.
Right.
I was like... What did you sign in with? I usually do, like, kind of, like, heartfelt paragraphs.
Oh, my God.
No, I was kind of like, hey, I saw you on Twitter.
On the first?
It's not... Okay, it's like... Three sentences, right? It's not like, it's like, hey, I read your essay about this project you did. I thought it was really cool, and I'd like love to be friends. But it's right. It's like, to me, it's genuine. I always
start genuine.
It sounds
like an opening message you send someone on LinkedIn.
Okay, well, it worked. But now that I'm now in hindsight, I'm thinking back now, and it was like, it's not that I had Riz. Mm. It's that I was a pretty girl. It's that he opened up, right? He looked at the message, whatever. He opened up my pictures. He's like, okay. And then he replies. So now I'm like, maybe it didn't even matter what I said. And it just mattered that I was there.
Yeah. That you just mess. I wonder if you ask him the same question. Yo, you remember what your lady wrote you?
Yeah.
You know, like just out of the blue, just ask him. Like, you remember what she said? Right? Or do you just remember, like, how what you saw? Maybe. I don't know. But I think for you though, yeah, it's more receiving. How to receive the Riz.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's like, how do you I guess how do you respond to, how do you flirt, how do you clap back, how do you throw it, how do you, you know what I mean?
I'm usually pretty witty. Like, I love flirting. I mean, yeah, I flirt with everybody all the time. Right. See it on the podcast. I think when it's a person I'm actually interested in, I actually think I'm a little, like, I'm more wholesome, actually. Like, I don't do vulgar stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, the most vulgar I think I've ever gone with flirting is, like, I remember, yeah, so my ex, when we first started texting, he sent me this flower of, like, a rose that he drew in a journal for me, right? And he was like,
yo, what's up with all these guys doing, like, little poems?
Because I'm into romantic men. But he drew this rose and he sent it to me. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my God, that's so pretty. And it was like, wait, that's kind of funny. I'm wearing rose panties right now. And so I did one of these, you know, like, you pull it just like little
ever so
out of
slightly.
Yeah. And then I took a picture of it and sent it back. But I remember him telling me, he was up. Yeah, he was up.
Off a little slip of panty.
Yeah.
Wow,
but
we
that's,
are so
but this
simple.
Is, but this is,
we are so.
But this
easy.
Is this is what I did to John too. Remember when I was like, I want to send John something that's like a little sexy, but not too much. And I ended up doing one of those, like, I don't know, like shots of, like, I was showing him like.
Oh, wait,
my,
did you send him an invisible text of you in a picture of lingerie?
I did, but that was later.
Oh, okay, okay.
That was like we're pretty much cuffed at that point. Okay, if I'm sending you lingerie pictures, I'm cuffed. Like.
Yeah, that's signifies.
Yeah, but it was one of those, like, you know, just like cute selfies, but it's like, I'm like, did my boobs look good in this?
But that's an Instagram picture.
I guess so.
That's if you're not okay, following her on Instagram, okay, but follow Jasmine Rice Girl on Instagram.
I have great pictures and funny stories. But here's okay. I have one more argument for you where I think I have Riz is because. Is that I have gone on dates with, like, really cool musicians that I really like, okay. Right? And I DM them. Or, well, we're mutuals. Like, they follow, you know, you kind of like each other's photos back. And then I'm like, I'm going to make the first move. Like, I'm done with this liking pictures game. Like, I'm
right,
past that.
Right.
So then I send a message. And it's always, like, a little heartfelt thing. And then we end up having a convo. And then
it's a heartfelt thing. It's like, hey, I really enjoy your music. It really inspires me.
No, because I usually...
That sounds so platonic. It sounds so...
Oh, maybe that's... I don't know. Maybe I have friends with myself without knowing it. Well, he had one of these posts that talked about, like, mental health that really resonated with me. So I always pick something that I do want to have a conversation about.
Okay.
I sent that. And I was like, I really appreciate you, like, writing this out, being so authentic. Because, right, I struggle with these things, too. And, like, like, this stuff helped me. And like, yeah. And it just really resonated. It was something like that. And he was like, oh, my God. Like, yeah, I'm so happy. And then we ended up. Yeah. And he was like, we should hang out sometime. And then we ended up hanging out. And that wouldn't have happened if I didn't make the move, right? Because sometimes they don't care. Like, a lot of these guys don't care enough to.
Yeah. You just put the ball on their court. Mm. They need to initiate things. Guys should initiate things. Usually, that's typically how it works. Mm. And depending on how easy the girl makes it for them, it's how good the girl's Riz is. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah. It's really like tennis. It's like hit the ball back, let them, you know, put in the court so they can serve it.
Right.
And then serve it to you.
Exactly.
I think you're right.
And like the easier it gets served, the easier the guy could Riz, and then the more Riz he gets. It's almost like you're charging up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then he is the one initiating, asking you out.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Et cetera.
Oh, sometimes I do one of these. Well, it's different with me because I'm a creator and I have a I have a Twitter and it's, you know, and I have a big following and all that stuff. But sometimes I'll talk with a guy, right? Okay, here's how women can do, like, little things women can do to, like, receive Riz is, like, if he's being funny, you laugh, you know? Like, right? You give positive reinforcement. Like, I am out there. Like, I am... All caps, LMFAO, with the most O's. You can imagine, I'm like, it's a paragraph. I was like, I'm laughing, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, those are little, like, oh, my God. I'm rolling. I'll hit him
with like the "you're so funny," like gas him up. And then here's what I'll do as an extra step. I'll go on my Twitter and I make a little tweet where I'm like, I'm about to LMFAO my way into some dick.
And you do.
And then I do.
And then you
the guy,
guess up.
Then the guy sees that.
Oh really? And then he. How do you time that? Like.
No, immediately after I send him the LMFAO, I make my tweet. I go on Twitter. I'm like, I'm about to, "you're so funny," my way into some dick. And I just text him, "you're so funny." He sees that. He's like, this is me.
He's over there scrolling on Twitter.
That's right. That's the game.
I got some penis to give tonight. I got some dick to give.
Yeah. But back to EDC really quick. I'm really curious. What was your like favorite memory, or maybe raving
with
in general
her.
Too?
No, fuck that. Favorite memories gotta be the most memorable with the group was actually on day two when I was just drunk.
Yeah.
When it was just. Us at Zed singing along to every
Zed
song.
Was so much fun. I honestly, like, I love you so much, dude. Like, it really cemented for me. I was like, this man is my brother. I want to be friends with him forever.
Yeah.
Because you made my night so good. Like, you were like you just matched my night. We were like headbanging together. Yeah, like, yeah. When the songs were, you were like, "Rosie, come here." Like, you're holding my hand. We're like,
yeah.
It was just so nice. It was so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite memories, too, actually.
Yeah. And, cause then the day, like the last day was amazing, but I was too floored to do that much things. But I do remember a moment at Martin Garrix where I was like, oh man, when you're flipping, it's like everything is, you're like rolling on everything. You look at the stage, you're rolling. You hear the music, you're rolling. You think a thought, you're rolling. She touches your shoulder, I'm rolling.
Damn, I kind of miss it. We gotta go next year.
Oh, yeah. No, we're running back. You know? And I just remember, I was like, what the fuck is this feeling? I've never felt anything like this before. I was just like, this is insane.
We gotta do it on the same night. We did different nights, but I want to.
We did.
But I would do it again, like hands down.
Yeah? Fuck it.
So I guess final question for you, but
what was your Zed was your favorite?
Oh yeah. That was when I was peaking and I was just like every song came and I'm like, I'm rolling like in the middle. Woohoo! Like, Stay Beautiful Now. Like every single song was like 10, like perfect song. Like, you know,
sing the lyrics, like each lyric is making me roll.
I was just like, every word is perfect. Beautiful Now? Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Bum, bum, bum. Everything is making me roll.
Yeah, no, it was so good. And it was just like so perfect. Because it was like, right? Because it was like somewhat like my friend playing too. And so there's just like extra love there. It's just like, I know so many amazing people. Like Jimmy is here. He's fucking cool. He's like, all these people want to like, you know, want pictures with him. And I just get to dance with him all the time. And like, Zed is killing it up there. And it was like, I get to like go to his after parties. I'm with my partner. I'm with just everybody that I love. And it was even to like, when we were leaving, someone came up. If you're watching this podcast, shout out to you. I made a tweet already. But someone was like, "Are you Jasmine Rice girl? Like, I love your tweets and energy so much." And that shot you up. That was the last thing I needed, was just like hype, a little hype. And I was like, life is perfect. I'm perfect. I'm the main character.
Yeah. You the main character. Main character energy all the way.
You too.
I think... the only thing about the Zed set, I feel not regret, but it was, I didn't tell anybody about this until later. I just sent a piss bottle in the group chat. It was during I hate to say it, but it was during the Zed set because I was just drinking on day two, and you have to drink a lot to get on the same level of fucked up as everybody else that's doing other shit. So the amount of 1942, I forgot what Don Julio, the amount of Don Julio I drank, it was just a small bottle to myself. And I downed the whole thing. And during the Zed set, I'm like, in the middle of the crowd, I had a moment. I need to pee. I need to pee really fucking bad. And I pulled the Dasani bottle out of my pants. I dumped the water. And I tell Zach, I was like, yo, bro. Yo, cover for me. He was like, for what? I'm like, bro, I gotta pee really bad. Just right in front of me. Just cover for me, bro. Just get real close to me. And then it's one of those, like, you're in the backseat of a car and you have to piss in a bottle. That's exactly what happened. I put the bottle. Damn, they know how big I am now.
I can't believe I missed it. You should have told me to block you.
Flaccid to have a small flaccid. I'm a grower though. I have the people know that my dick grows like a Power Ranger monster. You know,
your
it's
power up?
Huh?
Yeah.
You ever seen Power Rangers? You ever seen the monsters?
Yeah.
That's mine. When it is smaller, it's convenient, right? It's a convenient dick.
It's a good dick. Versatile.
Yeah.
If you need to pee, you need to pee. If you need to fuck, you can fuck. You can
there,
do all.
There you go.
Yeah. The duality.
Wrapped it up and then just casually put it on the ground. I think that's why I went to you for hand sanitizer. You remember?
I do. Well, to be fair, that whole second night, because you had tequila all over yourself. You fell asleep on a tequila bottle.
I did.
And like splash it all over yourself. But,
I did.
And you kept, you were hand sanitizing your body. You were like rubbing it on your
ears. Yeah, tequila is not a good smell.
No.
It's not.
No, sir. That's funny though. Yeah, no, it was a great EDC though. What is it about raving that you just love so much? And I guess if anyone out there is gonna rave for the first time, what advice would you give them? Like even outside of rizzing, how to have a good time.
I think raves is actually a lot more powerful than you would think. Like what it does to both your psychology a little bit too, because raving. When I first raved, like this was like 7 years ago, it brought me out of my shell in terms of meeting strangers. Because in no other setting are you going to actually walk up to a complete stranger. Mm. A complete stranger. Because in party settings, it's mutual friends that are out. I think only in a rave where you are going to a complete stranger and making friends with them.
Mm.
And just maybe coupled with some drugs, that allows you to open yourself up to new people, new possibilities. And I think it's almost a cure for social anxiety for some people. Yeah, I think it definitely helped me with social anxiety before. And I'm sure it helps social anxiety for a lot of people out there. And that's one component. Two, it's just really fun.
Yeah.
Like EDM music. I actually didn't like EDM music going into my first rave. It was just like computer noise.
Yeah.
But then it's coupled with the drugs. I now feel the music a lot better. I don't know. I feel it more. I'm attached to the songs. And there's a lot of DJs that still they still produce pop songs like Zed, Martin Garrix, Calvin Harris.
Right.
You know, they still produce great music. And then at these raves, it's just you get to listen to them live, and it's the energy is a lot crazier compared to like, I don't know, R&B concert or a hip hop concert. Or I think the energy at a rave is just it's beyond any festival.
Yeah.
It's the it triumphs any other festival. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. I've only been to Yeah, this is my second EDC, and I haven't really done anything before that. But all I would say is, like, just go with a really good group of people. Yeah. Like, go with people you love and trust. Because I think my favorite part overall was really just, like, it's like the camaraderie. It's like all of us took the time out to be here and be with each other. Like, we braced, like, hours of traffic to be here, right? Yeah. And, like, every night, it's like you're taking turns taking care of each other.
Right.
And it's just, like, there's so much love there for me. Like, even when I was, like, sober on the last night, like, getting to take care of people was fun. And then when I was, like, high as shit the second night, like, being taken care of.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it's, to me, it's just, like, friendship. Like for, yeah, it's, like, the whole, yeah, Riz, if you have a rave bay, like, I think it definitely adds a plus, like having someone to dance with. But last year, I mean, last year I didn't really have people to dance with for two nights because my ex disappeared on me, but it was just like, yeah, like, oh, I still have friends and I still have people that, like, I really liked being with. And I think, like, that's the most important thing is, like, having a solid group. And then, yeah, like, you might fail, you can walk with your boys and be like, well, you know, smiled at me, and it's a great memory.
It's the little wins, you know, you talk about the little ones. And then I think being with the group too, it's like, as adults or as you age, the amount of time you spend to really have that amount of fun becomes dramatically less and less because of everybody's busy lives. Because also it is very taxing on your body.
Yeah.
It is like, it's 3 days of a lot of jumping, a lot of partying. So, the people took time out of their busy days to do that. So it really bonds people together. Yeah.
Oh, and sorry, one more thing from me. If you're going to a rave and you're trying to riz people up, yes, take Jimmy's advice. Actually, really solid advice. Like, as a woman, I'm like, that's cute shit. But also, like, like, in general, just, like, be respectful too. Like, if someone isn't interested, like, leave them alone. Take no for an answer, right? Like, always ask for consent. I think the only time I've ever been really disgusted by being hit on is when people just start fucking touching me. Mm. And there are guys that do, like, they just, like, put their arm around, like, my waist, like, kind of like touch my butt. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that's never do that. Never do that. Like, do the blow kisses. Do you want a shoulder ride? Like, that's all cute, but never just
physically. Never just touch people. I think. Do you see any like Riz attempts gone wrong?
I actually, this is kind of funny. So third night of EDC, I actually had a little moment where I was just alone because I had to take my brother to med tent, right? Because he was out of it. So I was standing in front of med tent because they said you can't stay inside. So I was just kind of waiting for John to come back. And so I was very, like, good targets Riz, like, literally just a girl standing alone, looking like she's waiting for someone, looking kind of lost. So a couple people came up to me actually, and I was like, oh yeah, this is what being getting a girl is like.
Getting hit on.
Because I was with a partner the whole weekend, but like two people came and gave me candy bracelets. Actually, someone was like, oh, I think you're so cool, and like, can I give you a bracelet? And I thought that was really cute. And I wasn't interested, but if I was, maybe I would have been like, oh yeah, like, did you make this? You know, could have started a convo. But I still have the bracelet. I took a picture of it. It was really cute. It said ass all day, which I really liked.
Nice.
A great bracelet. And then someone else, like, I don't know, try to have a conversation. Like, they were like, oh, like, do you know where, like, the drinks are? Like, what's good? Like, something like that. And I was just like,
down. It's right there, man. It's right there.
And then one person just recognized me and wanted a picture. But it was really, like, that was all so respectful. I was just like, oh, this is nice. I was like, I wouldn't mind standing here a little longer, you know?
Getting rizzed up. This is good for my ego. Oh, man. You see a girl standing at the corner of the festival? She's not a stripper, guys. She's just trying to get rizzed up.
All right. Well, that's the episode. Oh, wait. You should show everyone. Guys, look at the candy bracelet I made Jimmy. It's actually really cute.
Best co-host.
But yeah, it says best
co-host. Best co-host. And in this one, it says Divine Beast. I think this one your brother gave me.
Aww.
So it's like a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Wait, this is a little big. Can I adjust it for you?
Sure. I don't even know how you do that, but
you just tie it tighter.
I mean, that was
I'll do it later.
Okay.
I'll get back. But yeah, it says best co-host with a little heart in it, because Jimmy is actually the best co-host ever, and I'm so happy I get to do this with you every week. All right.
All right. Enough of the mushy stuff. We're not rolling. It doesn't hit. I'm just kidding.
One of these days, we're just going to roll for an episode just to see what it's like. Let's just be sitting us sitting here like, Jimmy, I love you so much, fuck. Jimmy.
Let's just hug.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, it's a video exclusive of people hugging. All right, cool. Thank you guys for watching.
Please remember to subscribe, leave comments on anything that you like or want to hear more about. And we also upload on Spotify and on Apple. Mm-hmm. So check those out.
And it comes out on the audio platforms first. So make sure you follow the Spotify and Apple Music.
Yes.
And that is all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.